Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. You can always check us out on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. Like we said, we've been committed to not taking weeks off. We're taking the show with us on the road this whole summer to Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff, a couple trips to Ashburn for Commanders training camp. I will be off next week, and then we'll be back for football season to begin. But we've been recapping some of our trips. We're going to play our conversations with both Coach Tony Elliott and Coach Pry before we get out of here today. But now with us on the Hadid Mercer Run Cleaning Hotline, one of our buddies from our trip to Charlotte every year for the ACC kickoff and the co-host of Panthers Playbook, joining us to go around the NFC South, it's Dennis Cox. What's going on, Dennis?
Oh, man, just living the dream one day at a time. Thankful that these preseason games are finally over, at least for the Carolina Panthers, that is.
Yeah, I've been saying that preseason's for everyone. This is my chance as a broadcaster, but also as a guy that hosts watch parties to experiment with different beers or different chips or different wing flavors. But I'm certainly ready for the preseason to end and the regular season to begin. And you're joining us from Panthers Playbook to preview the NFC South. We'll come back to the Panthers in a second, but I'm going to start with what was my bold prediction of the season. Bijan Robinson will lead the Falcons to a division championship. What's your Falcons preview look like?
Oh, that is actually a bold take in that sense, because I still have major questions about their defense. Now, Carolina beat Atlanta at the end of last season, week 18, by a score of 38-35. That game went into overtime. Now, both those defenses were absolutely terrible. Now, the Atlanta Falcons actually made a couple trades in the first round this year, and then made one, I should say, to get James Pierce Jr., the defensive end from Tennessee, but they also, with the 15th pick, took Jalen Walker out of Georgia. So a couple guys that are built to play in the front seven of their defense. It remains to be seen what these guys can produce as rookies, because you got to think back when they went to the Super Bowl. Was that 2015-2016 season? It's been that long since they've had someone with double-digit sacks on their defense. It's literally been that long for their defense. So defensive production really is going to have to elevate, but you still don't know what you're going to get from Michael Penix as a quarterback. He's only started a handful of games last year. He's still, in a sense, a rookie in that regard, if you really want to think about it, just because of the limited number of snaps that he's had as a starting quarterback in the NFL. That's a pretty bold take there, AY. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, they definitely need to improve on defense. That's why four of their five draft picks were from the defensive side of the ball. I think highlighted, you got to mention James Pierce Jr., the edge rusher out of Tennessee. I was interested in Washington selecting him. Instead, he goes to Atlanta. You know, when we talk about Super Bowl contenders in the NFC, Eagles, Washington, Detroit, Rams are like the first four teams a lot of people mention. I think the Bucs belong in that conversation because they've dominated that division, because they brought back the squad from last season. I do like Bucky Irving. What is your prediction for the Buccaneers?
I think the Buccaneers are going to pick up right where they left off, at least from an offensive standpoint. I mean, there's no reason why. At least they're my prediction to win the NFC South. I mean, I think it's a, you know, most people are probably going to say the same thing. Obviously, you know, your bold prediction outstanding. But I would say that Tampa Bay, for an offense that had a couple guys banged up with Chris Godwin coming back from the knee injury, McMillan, one of their rookie receivers last year, dealing with an injury, but they drafted Emeka Ibuka in the first round of Ohio State just to give another weapon for Baker Mayfield to go alongside Mike Evans. And I'm actually curious to see for that offense, this is their third offensive coordinator in 3 years now, because remember, Dave Canales was their offensive coordinator in 2023. He's now the Carolina Panthers head coach. Liam Cohen was their offensive coordinator last year. Now he's the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. So I'm curious to see what the offense is going to look like with a new offensive coordinator once again. And really, when we think about it, it's their fourth offensive coordinator in four seasons. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult in my eyes, at least early on in the year, to see if the offensive rhythm is going to be there, at least in terms of adjusting to the play calling and so forth. But all the pieces offensively are there for that team, in all honesty. And like you said, Bucky Irving in that run game, they can tote the rock as well as anybody out there, as long with throwing the ball. So offensively, don't be shocked if they're putting up 24, 25, 26, 27 points a game on a consistent basis this year, just because the weapons are simply there.
Yeah, and I love Todd Bowles' blitz schemes. They definitely got screwed with the offense coordinators coming and going. That is something to keep an eye on for sure. But I think that the fact that they've gone through these guys in the last few years and still won the division, they should be able to handle it, maybe not at the start of the season. Over to your Carolina Panthers. Dennis Cox with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, co-host of Panthers Playbook and a producer and host on 99.9 The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at TheFanRookie. Who has been your training camp MVP for the Panthers, and what's the outlook for quarterback Bryce Young?
I think the MVP during training camp, at least early on, was Hunter Renfro. Ooh. During minicamp and during the early part of training camp, really shined. Like, he looked like the Hunter Renfro that we saw go 100 catches, 1,000-plus yards back in 2021. That's what it looked like. Now, he did deal a little bit with a hamstring injury, so he didn't play in the first preseason game. But early on during training camp, he was the highlight for the most part, at least among the wide receivers for sure. And it seems like during camp, it's been a little bit of a revolving door in the sense of, like, who has shined, which I guess if you're, especially at the wide receiver position, which I guess is a good thing if you're Carolina, because the first round draft pick, eighth overall, Tetero McMillan out of Arizona, has definitely shown the flashes of what a number one wide receiver can be for Bryce Young in this offense. But we've also seen Jalen Coker, who's a second-year receiver, who was actually an undrafted guy last year out of Holy Cross, who at times last year was actually, in some games, looked like the best receiver for Carolina last season, at times when Adam Thielen was hurt or Xavier Leggett was battling through injury and still playing. And he's had his moments to shine when he's given opportunities this offseason as well. So it's been the shining light on the wide receivers, which they're going to have a little bit of a difficult decision to make, because they feel like they have about seven or even eight guys that are worthy of making the roster, and they may only keep six. I know there's the rumors and word that's been floating around that Minnesota is interested in trading back for Adam Thielen, which I think is actually the logical play if you're Carolina. But when you talk about Bryce Young and Adam Thielen, though, Bryce Young and Adam Thielen, that's been the 1-2 punch, at least in the passing game. Or, I guess, that's the number one connection for Bryce Young, I guess you can say. For his first 2 years in the NFL, that's his safety blanket. And now, if you're going to take that away, now you're going to put more emphasis on McMillan or Xavier Leggett, last year's first-round pick, or Jalen Coker, like I mentioned. Maybe it's Hunter Renfro. So there's going to be a lot more emphasis on some of these other young receivers that are in this group if you take Adam Thielen away, which, again, is a real possibility. That's been floating around for a little while now. So I think Bryce Young, with his second year with Dave Canales as head coach and play caller, you should see them pick up hopefully where they left off last year. But this is a make or break year for Bryce Young. If he can't get it done, he's done in Carolina. Simple as that. You can't bench him again. Let's not forget, he got benched after week two last year. Bryce Young did. You can't go down that road once again. You only get one punch of that button. If you do it again, he's done. Simple as that.
I'm interested to see if Thielen gets traded, because if he doesn't, I think a good, talented receiver is going to be cut by the Panthers, and the Commanders might have their eye on that, because we're kind of weak in that position, especially with the situation right now with number 17. Real quick, is
just
Trevor Etienne...
Just sign the guy. Simple as that. Just sign that guy. Terry McLaurin, just sign the guy.
Is Trevor Etienne going to get on the field this season? I was excited when you guys drafted him, but seems like he might be running back 3 on the depth chart.
He'll be running back 3 on the depth chart, but don't be surprised if they find some ways to get him some touches. He actually has shown pretty decent physicality in the run game as well. But one of the things that was a high mark for him coming into the draft was he's actually really good at understanding the passing game in terms of not only catching the ball, but also how to pick up blitzes and pass protection as well. That was actually something that he excelled at, which generally a lot of running backs don't excel at that at a young age. It's something that they have to learn. I would not be surprised if he's on the field as in the return game, both as the primary punt returner as well as returning kicks. But we have actually seen Dave Canales at times use two running backs on the field. We saw it last year with Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders. We've seen it somewhat this offseason with Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle, whom they've signed from the Dallas Cowboys in free agency. But don't be surprised if you see Trevor Etienne line up in the slot just to kind of throw off what the defense might do with their personnel. There's a first preseason game. We saw the Panthers have two tight ends, two receivers, and a running back on the backfield, so a 12 personnel, and they went 5 wide. And the defense was in their base personnel, and they're like, oh, no, like what are we doing here? Don't be surprised if you see two running backs on the field at times for Carolina, and Trevor Etienne, especially as the season progresses, get some more touches. But I think he might be a guy that, again, second half of the season, you might see him getting 4 or 5 touches a game to kind of help spell Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle a little bit to keep those guys fresh. But I think he's going to be a good complimentary piece as the season goes along for Carolina.
That's Dennis Cox. Follow him on Twitter at TheFanRookie. Check out Panthers Playbook, as he is one of the hosts of the podcast and on 99.9 The Fan. Dennis, we don't have time for the Saints. Probably did all of our listeners a favor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, Saints stink. That's all you need.
That's our buddy Dennis Cox. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You're listening to the last AWOD Radio show of the summer. I'll be hitting the beach for a week, and then it's all things football all the time on The Fan, 18 weeks plus playoffs. Playoffs. When your team is good, it continues into January and maybe even February this year for the Washington Commanders. And to thank everybody for coming to Football Festival, and to thank you guys for sticking with us throughout the summer, the dog days of summer, where there's not much going on in the sports world, we wanted to give you a chance right now to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Flying Squirrels August 31st against the Akron Rubber Ducks. We're going to give those away right now to caller number one. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you know it's time for a giveaway.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
You want a four-pair of tickets to see the Richmond Flying Squirrels? Call in right now. 833-804-0910. Stubb will get your information. Stay on hold. Caller number one, 833-804-0910, to see the Squirrels on August 31st in the final season, a historic season at the Diamond. So like I said, we took the show with us on the road this summer. Here is the best of AWOD Radio from ACC Kickoff, presented by Cowan Gates, a Hokie season preview with the head coach, Brent Pry, and his QB1, Kyron Drones. Let's take a listen. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies, live from Charlotte, North Carolina, for the 2025 ACC Kickoff. Our chance to get an exclusive interview with the head coach of the Hokies, Brent Pry. What's going on, coach?
Doing good, man. Love the excitement around this building right now. Yeah. A lot of talk about Hokie football and the upcoming season, the season opener down in Atlanta. I love the guys we brought with us today. They're doing a tremendous job.
Joined by the head coach of the Hokies, Brent Pry. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. In terms of evaluating yourself, is there anything that you know you would do differently to have the guys have a better start to the season?
Yeah, we've got to have a better offseason. That's what it's all about. You know, starting in January, I didn't feel like we were the, you know, we weren't the more mentally and physically tough team when we went to Nashville. We just weren't. We didn't. They finished better, stronger than we did in that ball game. You know, and not just running out of gas, but the mindset to win in those moments. You know, and I've always prided myself on that as a coach, as a coordinator, our units. And so that was disappointing to me. And, you know, honestly, throughout the year, despite having the type of team that was competitive each and every week, we were in those ball games to the end. Some of them we won, some of them we lost. But for me, it was about we need that extra edge. We got to get over the hump, and we got to win more of these games than we lose.
What have you guys set as the team goals for this season?
Yeah, we just, you know, always – the goal at Virginia Tech is to win a championship, to go to the championship game and win that sucker. That's always the goal at Virginia Tech, because for a lot of years around here, that's what they were doing. You know, seven championships in 14 or 15 years. I mean, that's the expectation, and that's why these guys come to Virginia Tech. That's why I came back, not to be 6-7, not to be 7-8. I came back to compete for championships and have this program be relevant again.
Coach, it's so important that you bring back a great quarterback, a starter, and Drones here. And health is the most crucial thing, I feel, about his development. Is there anything that you would want the offense to do differently to make sure he could stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have to protect him a little bit better, you know, with the runs that we call and when we call them. I think he's got to be smarter. Rather than run through a guy, how about diving or stepping out? That's okay. You're the quarterback. You know, he's nearly 6'3", 235, and he likes to punish people, and he's proven he can do it. But we got to do that in the right moments. And, obviously a healthy Kyron Drones for the entire season should benefit, you know, our football team. that's not to take away from Pop Watson and these other guys, but you know, Kyron's our guy, and I think Phil and he have really hit it off. They've got a great connection, and I think Phil's ability to see it through Kyron's eyes has really helped Kyron. And he's in a good place.
Jalen Lane will be playing the nation's capital. Can you tell us about what you expect for him in the next level?
First of all, I know they are darn glad they drafted him. You know, at this point, they're starting to realize really what this young man is about as a player, as a person, what he brings to that locker room, what he brings to that practice field. He's exceptional. He's got it all. And I look for Jalen to have a big impact in that organization.
Can you speak to the home crowd in Blacksburg? Even in a season where you guys have some tough defeats, every single game, it's lights out. They're screaming. They're jumping. They're ready for Virginia Tech Hokie football.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable fan base. I'm so proud and appreciative of it. You know, we're fortunate. These players, these coaches, we're fortunate to come out of that tunnel and have that type of an atmosphere and experience for everyone. It's, you know, they're blue jeans and sweatshirts, and they stand up the whole freaking game. And, you know, we were all disappointed at the end of that season. The fans, the players, the coaches, you know, the expectations are to win, and win in Lane Stadium especially. So, you know, we're working our butts off to give these fans what they deserve, and that's a winning football team that they can be really proud of.
Coach, you got fans all over the DMV, but do you have a message to the fans in Richmond rooting for the Hokies?
Yeah, listen, Richmond's been great to us. You know, there's been so many good players come out of that area and impact the team at Virginia Tech, and there's a bunch of them, you know, on our roster now, including Kelvin Gilliam from Highland Springs, who is here with us today. This is a captain-type young man. He is incredibly driven right now. He's very proud to be from Richmond, and he's very proud and happy to be a Virginia Tech Hokie.
Coach, thanks so much for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys, brother, always.
This is AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Virginia Tech Hokies, and we are here joined by QB1 for the Virginia Tech Hokies, Kyron Drones. What's going on, man?
What's going on? I'm glad to be here.
I want to focus in on the mental toughness that you guys have to have this season. You know, last year you had so many close defeats. How do you guys focus in to have that mental toughness this season?
I mean, I feel like we started out with the workouts because our strength coach, Coach Ferg, put us through this whole offseason. We've really been harping on being a mentally and more physically tough team. So, like you said, those close games that we lost last year is just a matter of either you win those close games or don't put yourself in position to have a close game. Every game don't got to be close. We were in too many close games last year that could have gone either way that we wish went the other way. But last year is last year. We're a whole new team, whole new identity. And, like, this year we're just going to try to show people – well, not try, but we're going to show people that we're not the team to sleep on.
Last season it felt like, from the outside looking in, and you could speak to this, that you put your body on the line every single game, and eventually the injuries started to add up. And it's got to be so difficult because you're so focused to putting everything on the line for the team, but availability sometimes is the most important thing at that position. How tough was that for you last year?
I was tough. It was frustrating, especially with nobody knowing what I was going through. But at the end of the day, as long as I could be able to even be at 90% and just move how I wanted to move, Coach probably knew I was going to be out there, and it was going to be tough for him to tell me no, because I wasn't going to take no for an answer until it got to, unfortunately, that time where I couldn't go out there no more. But best ability is availability. So this year, my main focus and goal is to just have a healthy season and not try to take a lot of those hits I was taking last year, and just get all the yards I can get when I'm running the ball and get down, and then just doing everything I can for the team.
How's this offseason gone with the transition to the new offensive coordinator?
I love Coach Monty. Me and him got a great relationship from when he first stepped on campus. He made a priority to get to know me. I made it a priority to get to know him, and then just how quickly we grew a bond in such short notice since he only got here in February. It just, you would think we'd known each other for a long time, and it only helped because he recruited me out of high school, so you could tell, like, him wanting his job, like, he really wanted me to be his quarterback, and I wouldn't want no other OC right now.
How do you think you've grown throughout your journey these years at Virginia Tech?
I feel like I've grown a lot in different aspects. Probably people would tell you, but I feel like more and more would be like my vocal leadership. Coach Pride made that a priority for me ever since I stepped foot on campus. I told him when I first met him that I knew that's what I wanted to work on. And me going into this last season, he really made it an emphasis, like, Kyron, I need you to be that leader. Like, you're the old guy in this room. You're the one person everybody look up to. And then I need you to be this vocal guy that has to talk to the team, has to be on everybody, and has to set the standard for the team.
I think the hope has to be for this fan base that some of the tough losses last year, the Miami game where Felton caught the ball. He caught the ball. You know that. I know that. Everyone knows it. Those tough losses can hopefully trigger something in you guys that now in this opportunity this year, you guys are going to be the ones that make the winning play.
Mm-hmm. It definitely triggered us. Like I said, Coach Ferg helped us with that by setting a standard with the workouts. And then we just know, like I said earlier, just not by being, don't have to be in those close games. Whether it's a close game, we have to go finish this year. We can't lose every time like we did last year. That's not a good feeling. That's not a feeling that I want this year, and that's not a feeling that I'm going for. So, yeah, it definitely hit a trigger for us, and then we're just willing to show that coming August 31st.
I wonder if you kept in touch much with Jalen Lane since he got drafted and will be playing in the nation's capital this year.
Oh, yeah, me and him talk here and there. I was just at his wedding a couple weeks ago. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. And then I wish nothing but Jalen but the best. I know they started camp, and I wish – I hope he has a good camp, and I feel like Jalen going to be in the league for a very long time.
I love to hear that, Kyron. So thank you so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it. I want to close out with this here. So what are some of the little things you guys need to do to make sure that you're ready? Because these first four games are so crucial for the Hokies.
How Coach Pride would say is different phases. We going into phase four, just have a hell of a phase four, and then just go out there, set the standard with camp at day one, and then just being consistent. And that starts with me. I didn't have a consistent play last year. And I know I need to be consistent because if I'm consistent, the O-line consistent, and that goes throughout the whole team. So we just need to be consistent each day, every day with camp. And then that come week one, and we already know what we got to do.
How much do you enjoy playing in Blacksburg there when they enter Sandman and everyone's jumping?
I love it. Like I said, we got 7 home games. I wish all our games were at home. I mean, there's no other place to play other than Blacksburg. We got the best entrance, and I love the fans there. So playing there is a surreal moment each and every time, and I'm just lucky enough that that's my home school.
Well, good luck, man. Crush it this season, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hello, Hokies. This is Brandon Cowan with Cowan Gates. We've proudly supported Virginia Tech Athletics.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, taking the show with us on the road as you can with the free Odyssey app, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Joined by head coach of UVA football, Tony Elliott. So I started in Richmond June 2022.
There you go.
And you were starting there at UVA.
Yep.
During your time, what have you felt like you've built in this program?
Yeah, so I think just you look at the program and the support areas that you need to invest in and develop. I feel like we've built that. We've got a new facility, right? We've completely revamped the nutrition. I think we've elevated the standard of performance in the classroom, you know, with our guys, with the way that they're performing in the classroom. I think the strength and conditioning aspect of our program has gone to a whole different level. And so my hope is that now that we got those support areas the way that we need them, it's going to manifest into success on the field.
And you bring in a quarterback with a lot of experience.
Yep.
And, I mean, just from talking with him, I know he's fired up to be back in a big-time conference.
Oh, yeah.
What have you seen from his experience and all these different stops that make you think he is going to have success in the ACC?
Well, I think our league, I believe it's the best league in the country. I mean, it's competitive week to week. I mean, from top to bottom, and there's a lot of balance. So you're going to have to be able to go with the flow, the ups and downs. You're going to have to overcome adversity. You're going to have to learn how to handle success. And he's done that throughout his career at all of his stops, going from a younger guy beating out an older guy to sustaining injury, right, to having to kind of transition to another school, to resurrecting his career at North Texas to now moving back up. So just the intangibles that you can't measure, you know that he has those.
Can you talk about meeting Chandler Morris when he was a kid, because he told us about how his relationship started with you when he was like 11 years old.
Yeah, so first day on the job, I got my job assignment is to go pick his dad up from the airport and make sure that I get him to Clemson safely in the middle of an ice storm. So that was my first day on the job, and then having a chance to meet Paula and his sister Mackenzie and him, and he was a young guy then, and then to watch him run around out at our practices, and just to see that competitive fire that he has in him, and then we'd watch him in our summer camps go out there and just command the field in the air ball games with high school kids, and he's just an elementary kid. So you knew that he was made of the right stuff. And then he went, Chad left, and they moved away to Texas, and then he went to Texas and he built himself up as an athlete. So it's just been fun to watch it all come full circle.
Can you talk a little bit about how the facilities have helped?
Yeah, the facility's awesome. I think when you walk into a new facility and it smells nice. So imagine like coming in here to set up for your day at work, and the lighting is nice, it smells good, the floors are clean. Like, that kind of sets the tempo for the day, right? Flip side, if you don't walk into an environment like that, then it could set the tempo in a bad way. So having a nice brand new facility, it just kind of puts a little more pep in your step. And then it also signifies to recruits and transfer guys that when they show up, they're like, oh wow, there's an investment here at the University of Virginia. They're serious about making sure that we have the best resources for our football players.
Yeah, it's just another thing, another That's notch right. in the belt to help you want to work out, want right. to, you know, That's grind right. every single day. We'll close out with this. I mean, the ACC, the Conference of Quarterbacks, and you can stamp that when you have the number one overall pick.
That's right.
At the end of the season, what do you think they will be talking about Chandler Morris in terms of one of the top quarterbacks in the ACC? Can he get up there to 1, 2, or 3?
I think it's possible, right? He's proven that. You know, he beat out a veteran that later leads a team to a national championship game. So I think he's got he's made of the right stuff. He's got the ability. He's got the experience. Now he just needs to get the supporting cast, which he will, to support him. And then we got to do our part to help him, because even though you're talking about the quarterback doesn't become the number one overall pick without the other guys around him. So he has a big job. But he also needs a supporting cast. So I'm excited to see how these guys are going to support him as he leads our team.
We're live and local in Richmond, Virginia. Huge fan base for UVA there. What would be your message to the fan base for this upcoming season?
We need you. You know, we need you. We've there's been a lot of people that have stepped up to really support and provide the resources. Now what we need is, man, we need a packed house. Man, Scott Stadium has the ability to have one of the most electric environments in the country, and we need to prove that week in and week out. We need to win our state, right? And we start that by making sure that when guys from our state come to a game in Charlottesville, man, it's a packed house.
Yeah.
These guys are working hard to make sure that when you do that and you show up, you'll be entertained.
What can you do to help make sure it is a packed house? Because it's been a conversation for sure.
Yeah, I mean, one, we got to put a great product on the field, right? And the biggest thing is understanding that everybody's role is important. Right, and we got to do our role, which, man, we've been hard at work. The administration has done its role in providing the resources and the support to be able to build a facility, upgrade the stadium, right, create a great fan experience. And so now the next piece is just got to be committed to showing up the same way that I'm asking these players to be committed day in and day out to their best, to sacrifice, to block out the noises. Then we can't make excuses, and there's no reason, man. Think about it. Man, think about some of your best memories. It's a packed house at Scott Stadium. That just needs to be who we are.
Well said, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for the time.
All right, thank you.
As head coach of UVA, Tony Elliott, I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for UVA athletics. You can hear who's talking, all things UVA, Mondays on 910 The Fan. And joining us right now is quarterback Chandler Morris for the Hoos. What's going on?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
I think the ACC has done a tremendous job at recruiting transfer portal quarterbacks. You had the number one overall pick last year. Cam Ward was a transfer portal quarterback. So why UVA?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it goes back to my relationship with Coach Elliott. I've known him since I was 11 years old. Known him for a long time. My family's got a lot of respect for him, as I do too. And just understanding that it's my last season and I want to go play for good people, and I know he is. And also too, just the hunger out of this fan base. I know they're hungry. They're ready for a win it to start winning games. And so I think I can come in and I can help take us to that next step.
So your relationship with Coach Elliott when he was at Clemson, and your dad came in with Dabo. So what was that relationship like, and what was that like for you being a kid and kind of watching your dad get a big job in the ACC?
Yeah, I know. It was awesome. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I didn't really understand it, what was truly going on, just because I was so young. But just getting to kind of run around the facility, be around great players that they had. I mean, the Sammy Watkins, the DeAndre Hopkins, Taj Boyd, just to name a few. And so, I mean, it was an awesome experience. Actually, I'm sure I picked up many things that I don't realize that I picked up during those times. And just really enjoyed that experience.
Chandler, how badly do you want to be a gunslinger at UVA this season?
Yeah, no, I mean, that was exactly what I came here to do and what I want to do. I had a really successful season last year and really enjoyed my time in Denton at North Texas. And just plan on keeping it rolling and building off of that success that I'd had over the past couple of years, and bringing it here and showing the fans what I'm about.
Joined by transfer quarterback Chandler Morris. I'm Adam Epsi. This is AWOD Radio. So we cover UVA, and I'll be honest with you, this is the most excited I've been for a season. Tony Elliott's been building. They needed a quarterback. You come in here, and so there's a lot of excitement in the fan base, in the region for this upcoming season. What would a successful season at UVA look like for you?
Yeah, I think just going out there and everyone meshing, I think we did a great job of that, getting everyone on the same page this summer, and really getting on building and learning the offense and coming together as a team and playing fast and physical. And then, I mean, it's no secret in our locker room we want to go win championships, and that's our goal. We understand that, a lot of people might get wide-eyed whenever we say we won championships, but we do have the pieces in our locker room, and it comes down to us. It comes down to us as players to just go out there and execute.
How much of this is an opportunity for you to prove you belong at the P4 level?
Yeah, I mean, that was it was a difficult conversation with my last head coach at Eric Morris at North Texas. I mean, I was sitting in his office in tears. I love that guy to death, and he was. I just told him, like, hey, the main thing, I want to go back to the Power Four level and not for others. I said, I want to do it for me. I want to go back and prove to myself I can get back in it. And I had some unfortunate injuries at TCU that kept me off and took me off the field. And just had to kind of go get a fresh start. And I was actually playing really good football while I was still when I was playing at TCU and everything like that. So just getting back to it and really proving to myself.
Yeah, I mean, how do you stay mentally strong when it feels like the only thing holding you back is injuries?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not easy. And I'm far from perfect. And I had many tough times with it. And but, I mean, I just leaning on my faith, leaning on my family, was extremely important for me, and it helped me out a ton. And doing the things that I enjoy was important during those times. But it wasn't easy. But I mean, I wouldn't change anything about my career. I'm grateful for all my experiences and through all and all the experiences I've learned through the storms.
Well, hopefully you can close out your college career with some success here at UVA and working with head coach Tony Elliott. I want to get your thoughts on this conference as a whole. It's called itself the Conference of Quarterbacks, and you look at Cade Klubnik, you look at Cam Ward, you look at some of the big names in this conference. How big of a deal is that to you to play in the ACC?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's huge. You got some big names in this conference, and then we had the conference had the first round or first overall pick last year with Cam Ward, who actually, I mean, my head coach last year was his head coach at UIW, and also too at his OC at Washington State. So I mean, we came from the same tree, Cam and I did, and Seeing his success in the ACC really fired me up and excites me. So I'm just excited to get out there and go compete.
Can you give me your thoughts on the wide receiver room that you guys have put together?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of dudes over there. And I think at the outside position, we got Trell Harris, extremely talented. One of the better ones I've played with, and we just got to keep him healthy and keep him on the field, and he's going to be electric for us. And then you got a guy like Jamal Edgerin. He's hungry. He's coming from Purdue. He's kind of had a roller coaster of a career as well. So he's came in here. He's extremely mature. It's a 6-year, and he knows what he wants, and he's going to go out there and perform at a high level. And then you go to the kind of the inside position. You go to the Sudarian and Cam Ross and Cam Courtney's, and just to name a few. And I mean, those guys are. It's going to be fun to watch them kind of compete it and battle it out during this camp, and see who's the most consistent guy. And I know those guys, each one of them, are going to help us on Saturdays, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's Chandler Morris, quarterback for UVA. Let it rip, man. Good luck this season.
That's right. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Like I said, this is the final show of the summer before football season, and the final segment here. I'm off next week, and I am predicting that by the time I get back, Terry McLaurin will be signed by then, meaning no more Terry talk. Thank goodness. But with my prediction that Terry McLaurin will be signed, I want to do a giveaway in honor of Terry McLaurin getting back here. So we're opening up the phone lines right now. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you know it's time for a giveaway.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
That's right. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you call in 833-804-0910. You know it's time for a giveaway. And Stubb, in honor of Terry McLaurin, I'm predicting he will be back. Caller number 1 and caller number 7, because he's number 17. Caller number 1 right now, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910, and caller number 7, you can win a pair of tickets to see the Flying Squirrels. We're actually going to give away a four-pack right now to see the Flying Squirrels on August 31st against Akron. Caller number 1-833-804-0910 and caller number 7-833-804-0910. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you know it's time for a giveaway.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
Now, just to let everybody know, when we return, a little bit of programming note, appointment listening for AWOD Radio. Mondays, we are live from Capitol Ale House from 12 to 3. We encourage you, members of the AWOD Army, to come on out, grab a beer, and check out the show as we recap all things college football and the National Football League. Tuesdays, Stubbs' favorite segment, Touchdown Tuesday, will make its return. All the best scoring plays from the weekend. Last year's Touchdown Tuesday champion, Ashton Genty, will be playing for the Vegas Raiders this year. Wednesdays, we flip the script. We turn the page to the next week of the football season and talk all things high school football. Wednesdays at 2:15 as we drive down Richmond Highway with the czar, Gary Hess, the voice of high school football in Richmond, Virginia. Thursdays, the best NFL game of the week, and we're bringing back our certified NFL game of the week, in which I predict the one game that will absolutely be worth your viewing. Programming note, I'm headed to the beach. I know you guys count on this show as you drive around and get your errands done. This is it. One break, and then I'm locked in for 18 weeks of the regular season plus playoffs. But like I told you all at Football Festival, which was Saturday, I think Jaden Anderson of the Commanders will be playing in Week 19, the postseason for this year's NFL season, as we close the show with a weekend preview. Commanders against the Baltimore Ravens. Preseason game 3, not much to look for around the league in preseason game 3. I mean, you got to see Jackson Dart in action. We do feel like you're going to get to see Shedeur Sanders of the Browns, which is interesting. For the Commanders against the Ravens, there's really not much to look for. In fact, I don't expect anybody who is safe on the roster to play, not even a snap. If anything, you're watching that game to see who's out there, and that means the coaching staff still feels like there's more they need to evaluate. Could be important to watch the wide receivers. We still don't know who wide receiver 5 is. Is Luke McCaffrey a lock to make the roster? I hope so, but I can't guarantee that. I think he's a guy maybe you could watch for against the Ravens in preseason game number 3. I don't think they've given up on him, and I don't think they'll cut him, but we haven't seen enough this offseason and training camp preseason to feel like he's going to be an impactful player this year. In fact, you've seen more from like Michael Gallup and KJ Osborne. Over to the NBA on the weekend preview. Very interesting news coming out of L.A. The L.A. Lakers were preparing for a season in which it would be LeBron James and Luka Doncic as they tried to restore faith in that fan base and win another championship for the first time since 2020 when LeBron James won a bubble championship. Luka Doncic was seen this offseason in much better shape. Then he suffered a bit of a knee injury. I don't think it's going to be anything major. But today we found out a report that the Warriors have called the Lakers about a possible trade for LeBron James. Don't think it's going to happen, but something to keep an eye on is the fact that I do think this is the last year of LeBron in L.A. He's played long enough that he played with his son. He achieved that goal. It's hard to say he's close to retirement when he's so damn impactful every time he's out there, but this could be the last season of LeBron in L.A., or maybe even he gets traded before the season begins. We appreciate everybody listening to the show. Stub running the ones and twos. I'll see you guys when football is back in a couple of weeks. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Grant Danny coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.